How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Linda says, I'm on the fucking treadmill going faster than normal. Linda's so pissed off. She just did a mile in like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Fucking Steve Prefontaine pace. Joe Martinez says, Americans want everything cheap, but that's going to change once you start getting rid of cheap labor. Okay, so the idea that all of the workforce doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do is illegal is not true. A lot of the work being done, farms, road work, construction, shit like that, are being done by Mexicans who are documented. That is a thing. There are a lot of Mexicans and people that are not from here that are working that are actually documented. However, I get what you mean. That there are a lot of people that work here that are undocumented. I think what they should do, it would be a good idea, instead of just nationwide deportation of millions of people that are undocumented, make it so that they can become citizens, you know, without either with, if you're going to deport them, make it so that there's a caveat so that they can slide back into society documented and make that process quick. Quick and affordable. That, I think, is key. I would like to say that I'm brilliant. These have all been things. Everything I've said here has been so wrought with wisdom. It's insane. I think I'm at my absolute best when I am talking about politics. Everybody knows about my level of wisdom that I have at 54 and a half years old. Joe Martinez says the majority, according to what his idea is, majority of immigrants have false paperwork, and most are so good that the average employer can't tell the difference. You know what I did hear? I did hear that the idea that a mass deportation is going to occur is not cheap. It will cost billions and billions of dollars to actually, because you have to deal on a local level to make these transactions, if you will, occur. It's very, very expensive. What's interesting to me is Democrats are, they don't want illegal immigrants in here as well. They want legal immigration. They don't want to be as extreme as I am, where I've said open borders are the way to go. In the end, I'm anxious to see what Trump follows through on, because if you remember, when he started his first term, he swore up and down I'd have that wall built and Mexico would pay for it. That did not happen. The wall's not built and Mexico didn't pay for it. You paid for it. That was bullshit. Let me say hello to some of my amazing sponsors. Rick over at TC Paintball, who continues to dodge me, online at tcpaintballgr.com. I might even try to get him on again. Book a paintball adventure today at TC Paintball. Find them online at tcpaintballgr.com. the premier place to visit for a paintball adventure. Could be the neighborhood kids gathering them up with Mr. Pop Pop. Perhaps a bachelor party, workplace team building, athletic team. Maybe you want to get the guys or the girls together. Have a good time at TC Paintball, fully stocked pro shop, all there. Thank you very much to them. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Lock in your interest rate and then start buying your house, and then realize that in a few years, you'll be doing this again when the interest rates drop, but you still want to get into your house today. Get into a home you can afford, pre-approval, rolling out the red carpet for you. From anywhere in the U.S., you can call 231-332-6505. Call today. Hopefully, Frank Fuss will see your email when you reach out to him and say, Frank, I want a life insurance policy. I need you to check, help me get my healthcare policy at healthcare.gov. Can you help me with that? Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com to schedule a time to talk to Frank. You can do this from anywhere in the U.S. He can help you with life insurance, with healthcare, with Medicare, Social Security planning. He does all of those things, and it doesn't cost you a dime to get his assistance. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Buyinsurancehere.com. If you happen to reach out to Frank, and for some reason that dick bag does not get back a hold of you, please tell me, because I will love to send him a screenshot with a text message that says, hey, fuckface, here's some money for you. Thanks. Sign your pal, EZ. Stevie says 5 weeks from today is the great food giveaway with tampons number 5. Is it? I don't think it is. 2020 was the first year. 20, 21, 22, 23. You're right. It's number 5. I talked to my friends at Meijer, and Chris says, don't promote it. EZ will get mad. What are you talking about? I'm not going to get mad. And I'm working on getting the my ducks in a row to be able to start talking about that. It might be Monday that I start promoting it in earnest, passing the hat around to raise funds for 150 Christmas meals. Thank you for reminding me about that, Stevie. All right. Linda says TC Dodgeball. Did I say TC Dodgeball? I don't think I did. Classic easy transition away from politics, says Piano Finger Banger. Maureen says, can't wait for the great food giveaway. So fun to get together and do good things. Last year, Pellerito showed up. We had given away all of the food. The ladies on the corner who were telling people to come down the street. And by the way, I need signs. If anybody's got signs to say, hey, turn here, free food, please bring them. And then, you know, he's had the hardest time kind of, you know, forgetting about all the crazy shit that went down when they left the show because I was upset with the stalking. I got pissed off because they were stalking me, and then that was that. It's over. Since then, every so often, he's kicked up his heels. He had a big party at his house. He has it every summer where he has scarecrows of me all over the place, and they like burn me in effigy or hang me in effigy and burn me at the stake, and it's all stupid. And then there's a big group sex party after. But I've since haven't really gotten into it at all. I've just left it alone. Well, last year, he went ahead and after the ladies left and came back to the pack and we kept loading up food that we still had and tampons, he shows up on the corner with a sign that says free food, dressed up as Santa Claus, which is what he did when we were friends. So, you know, basically this ended years ago where we told each other to go fuck ourselves, which is totally cool. I don't give a shit. And since then, he's never really stopped stalking. And this was the latest thing. And the ladies found out, everybody found out, everybody felt bad because he was like from across the street staring at them with binoculars until they left. And then when they left, he then showed up. And they were like, oh, that's weird. That's just really strange. And we didn't have any food to give away at that point. So there he is standing there with his dick in his hand telling everybody, yeah, go get free food. People are showing up saying, well, Santa Claus sent me to get free food. Where's my free food? Like, well, we don't have any more. We don't know what to tell you. So it kind of fucked us up. So I don't know. I mean, I can't tell people to not stand on a corner. So I don't know what to do. I mean, he's probably going to show up again. He doesn't mind, like the ladies are saying, it was all very, very creepy. He doesn't mind being creepy. Mike is he's a bit of a handful. And I don't know if there's some type of mental illness there. But if you remember the story going back to February of 2016, this is how far back we go. I got fired on like a Tuesday. I think like the next day I had it was announced that I was fired. The next day, it was a big news story that I had gotten fired locally. And the next day I had a hockey game and I come walking on the ice. And it was right about the time that big gorilla got shot, Harambe. He's right where I go onto the ice into my booth. And he's there and he's holding a sign that says Harambe loves Eric Zane. He made this sign and he's crying. And I remember walking up going, oh boy, this guy's into it. Something's going on in this guy's noggin. And I'm like, there. It's okay, buddy. And I'm like, that's a little too much. I don't know what to think about it. And then he started reaching out to me. We started having conversations. And then he got really into the show. And just a little bit. It was always an extra step of oddness. And then as time passed and he kind of started to sink his claws in more along with that whole pack of weirdos, eventually it imploded. And then when it did, I was like, boy, I feel a lot better now. That opened the door to a lot of you who felt like them being in the chat was a little much. And it scared a lot of people away. I know for a fact there are a few of you, Ryan in particular, and Chris, who, you know, not at all happy with how the chat was. And now that they're gone, thank God, it's been fine. You know, they went their separate way. I don't know what all I hear about from them is moments like the Santa moment. That's the last interaction I had with any of them. Chris says, I never used to use the chat because they would just dominate and tell you what to do and talk Trump, LOL. So what to do about Mike at the Great Food Giveaway? You know, other than just suggesting, hey, please stay away. We don't want you here. I mean, I don't know what to do. Bob says, I do miss the countless daily gift subs, though. Oh, yeah. Well, they were very generous, but because of their stupidity, in particular, Nick. That's a dumb dude there. Jesus Christ. I should probably give him that. I totaled it all up. Several thousand dollars out of his pocket. Fucking lonely Nick. God damn. Chris says, pack heat. Don't worry. Linda says our heads will be on a swivel. Linda says, I need to get my concealed carry license by then. That's serious. You should. You know what might be interesting, though? If he does show up, I would love to roll a video and just talk to him. Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Just to have that conversation, I would welcome that. That would be great. I think that would be a big content driver. I mean, frankly, a lot of people would be interested in getting into the brain of that kook. Mark Rides is new. I see your chat. He writes, I just found this channel. Not sure what to think. But being 2 hours from Happy Valley, I approve of the Penn State shirt. Also, hi. Well, welcome, Mark. I picked this up at a student bookstore in Happy Valley back when I was on the radio in that town. It was right after the Sandusky incident. It was the same year, in fact. And I've had it ever since. I don't even root for Penn State. It's warm. That's why I'm wearing it. But welcome. The way I describe this show is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Which, by the way, the audience on Facebook and YouTube is still here. I'm going to kick you guys out. Excuse me. Okay. So anyway, I want to play this clip too about the Lions. Bill Belichick, from inside the NFL is talking. This is in between him having sex with that 22-year-old woman he's dating. He's making a comment that the Detroit Lions travel so well when the Detroit Lions go to, like, let's say Houston. Far away from Michigan. There's so many Lions fans there making noise when the Lions are on defense that Houston had to do a silent count, which is a way to defeat noise. I want to hear what Bill Belichick has to say about that characteristic of the Detroit Lions fan base.
And then the get off, Chris, these two edge players, of course, the Texans have four open, so no help for the tackles. Looks like they could have used some.
Yeah, that group in general could use some help. And coach, it's wild that they're on silent count at home. That used to be a Green Bay, Philadelphia Eagle fan thing. They take over your stadium, but now the Lions fans.
Yes.
Down in Houston. Mm-hmm.
So good pressure, and then eventually the Lions sack him here, but the coverage takes away that under route.
Yeah.
But here it is, same play from the end zone.
Wait a minute. So the only thing Bill Belichick said about that was yes?
As you said right there, Chris, there's a silent count at home. At home.
Here we go. Wild.
I mean, it tells you, though, how Detroit is sort of becoming America's team.
They're one of America's teams, though.
Yeah, they're one of America's teams.
Oh, fuck yes. I love that. This on the heels of Dickface Chris in Minnesota talking shit about the Lions. Linda says Bill Belichick looks unnatural in a suit. Kabubi says there was also a TikTok of someone asking a group of Lions fans if the city is empty on road games. Linda says the end of the game sounded like Ford Field. Chris says that Linda got Chris good, though, during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I was dying listening to that. Linda is not one to be fucked with. I can totally tell you how I would behave if I was Mr. Linda. Utmost respect. I would figure out my role real quickly. I would not fuck with her in any way, shape, or form. She's a lot like Pooh Bear. You know, these two, you got to be very, very careful. You know, sweet as peaches, if you keep it between those lines, oh boy. But you kind of get off the beaten path a little bit. You kind of like do a little arc maybe out of the line zone and back into the line zone. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. Kenny says lots of yes ma'ams and no ma'ams. Like if Linda barks out an order, she's going to get a yes ma'am, no ma'am. If I'm in the other room and I hear eat ass, I know that I'm on the clock. I better get my butt in there fast. Pooh Bear too. If I hear eat ass, I'm on the clock. Maybe that's why these two went to the same college at the same time in the same dorm and knew each other. So true. All right, I'm kind of disappointed in that clip. Let's get into this one. This is a guy who plays in like a men's beer league hockey team. And if you're in the area of Canada, Newfoundland, Labrador, men's beer league hockey is like followed. They like report on the scores there. So these are old guys, senior hockey, guys who just get together and play, but they actually have fans that attend. They might even broadcast the games online in Newfoundland or Labrador in that part of Canada. There is an incident where a guy got kicked out of the game, and then the fans met him like in the hallway by the locker room and tried to fight him, and it went badly. So let's get this one going. This is reported on as a big deal on CBC News.
This is the moment when a penalty-filled third period in Harbor Grace spills off the ice. Four fans approach the hallway entrance beneath the arena bleachers, where the dressing rooms are located. One of the fans...
Okay, this guy is the one. This is the troublemaker right here. You can see. He's like, come on! Come on!
...is John Drover, seen here in a hoodie and ball cap.
But these two that just arrived, these little guys, they don't want anything to do with them. And this other big guy, I don't know if he factors into this, but for sure the dude who looks like poverty Matt Patricia.
He can be seen gesturing at an already enraged Justin Pender as Pender exits the ice surface. First, Pender throws his broken stick shaft at the fans. Then, pandemonium.
Right, that was ineffective. By the way, this Canadian broadcaster sounds like AI voice.
A young boy scurries away.
Oh, boy, that kid just taken off. Did you see him? That kid's smart. He's like, holy fuck, I'm out of here.
Pandemonium. A young boy scurries away.
This guy, Poverty Matt Patricia, he's going to stand his ground. Let's see what happens.
But Drover stands his ground, and Pender starts throwing punches.
What you just watched is security camera footage from Saturday, October 26th at the Danny Cleary Community Center.
He's got the poppy on.
That was leaked to CBC News.
Danny Cleary Center. Red Wing fans know that name. I think he's the first person from Newfoundland who has their name on the Stanley Cup. The thing about people from Newfoundland, they're shitty at hockey. When the best player is Danny Cleary, you know they suck.
The visiting Clarenville Ford Caribous in Harbor Grace to play the host CB Stars. The Stars were running up the score on the visitors, and things got out of hand.
Well, this guy sucks.
Here's what led up to that off-ice incident. This Facebook video is well-traveled. Pender takes a run at the CB's bench. Then he smashes his stick off on a CB's player as he's being escorted off the ice.
See, that's a bummer for that guy because these are like loser players. That stick's $300.
Pender has been suspended for three games by the Avalon East Senior Hockey League. No one from the league is commenting. But there's more. The arena is a town-owned facility, and the town council is planning to ban Pender and Drover.
This is like a 3.5-minute story on this stupid incident. There's more coverage for this than like 9/11.
From the rink. That's a blow for the Caribous because Pender is one of the best players in the league. He was the top defender.
Look at this guy. He eats children for a living. Come on. He looks like the fucking guy, one of the wildings from Game of Thrones. Forget his name. Thorin? Looks like Thorin.
Defenseman last year. He's the team's assistant captain. But Harbor Grace Mayor Don Coombs says this type of violence is not acceptable.
We don't like it, eh? There is no place on the Clarenville Caribous for this type of violence.
You know, there will be consequences for the action, and I think the people have to feel safe when they go into these buildings. It's a game at the end of the day.
What type of world are we living in when in beer league hockey we have to have statements on the local TV news?
And, you know, you don't see that in professional hockey, and we shouldn't be seeing it in amateur hockey in the province of Newfoundland, Labrador, or any arena in the country, as a matter of fact.
Oh, bullshit.
Justin Pender would not do an interview, but the manager for the Clarenville Caribous blames a lack of security for the incident in Harbor Grace. Ivan Hapgood says fans should not have been permitted in the player area, and he plans to appeal Pender's suspension. And while he says he does not condone violent behavior like this, Hapgood is defending his player.
Justin has been, for being a great player and a great ambassador for our team ever since he came to Clarenville. He's 80% ahead of everybody else on the team. I'll stand with him until the day he dies.
I reached John Drover by phone. He made no apology.
But Canadians are ridiculous.
For taunting Pender and says he reacted the way he did because Pender was targeting his good friends on the ice. Ooh. Drover said he was hit once by Pender, but that he wasn't hurt. Pender has played
eight
seasons with the Caribous, winning a Herder in 2018. He's also played semi-pro and major junior. He blends toughness with skill. A quick search of the internet reveals that Pender is no stranger to on-ice fisticuffs. Here he is chucking knuckles in junior hockey. But here's the incident that made him notorious in ball hockey circles. He initiated this brawl at the 2013 World Championships in St. John's during a semifinal against a superior Czech Republic team. Harbor Grace Mayor Don Coombs, meanwhile, says he was shocked when he watched the video from October 26th. Someone could have been seriously injured, he says. And the town plans to send a clear message that such violence will not be
Jelly donut coming. Yeah, these guys suck. Hey, it's your old pal Iggy Z for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods, where fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Thank you, Linda, for subscribing. Now 36 months. I appreciate you. Tormin Giantsbane is his name. Yes, I remember Tormin. It'd be more interesting if Kyle was covering the story and took twice as long to tell it. I hate this guy's voice. I'm with you. God, it was horrible. I can't believe they're making that big of a deal about it. Incident at Planet Fitness. This happened in Indianapolis. This is a wild-ass story. I need this to run its life. Okay. Something bad happened at a Planet... I almost said Planet Hollywood. Planet Fitness. I'll just tell you to start. I'll get to the headline of it, and then we'll get into it. Some guy on November 8th went into Planet Fitness. He wanted to get a little color. So they got everything at those places. They got a selfie station out front if you want to brag about how you like going to Planet Fitness every day, even though you're not getting smaller and your hips still look like you have a watermelon packed in there sideways. And they also have tanning beds. So this guy gets into the tanning bed. Shortly thereafter, the guy's family's like, "Hey, where is he? Where is he? What's going on? He's supposed to be home by now for dinner." I don't know. He said he was going to Planet Fitness to get in the tanning bed, and they can't find him. So they're Jesus, I don't know where he is. Okay, well, and then they're like hours pass. Now they're getting worried, and then. Nightfall, no dude. Next day, no dude, can't find him. Another day passes. Oh my God, missing persons on the news. Another day passes, missing person on the news. Another day passes. Customer goes walking up to get into the tanning booth, and the guy's there. He's dead. He's been there baking for 3 fucking days. It's another crispy on the outside, tender, juicy on the inside. He's cooked to perfection. He's dead. The dude is totally delicious. Let's get into it.
There are a lot of questions about why it took days for someone to discover a man who died in a tanning bed at a Planet Fitness here in Central Indiana.
Did she say tanning bed?
Discover a man who died in a tanning bed at a Planet Fitness here in Central Indiana.
So the man's family reported him missing Friday, but their answers about what happened didn't come until Monday. Our Anna Chalker went back to the gym on the south side, where it appears to be business as usual.
We have seen a couple dozen people come in and out of this Planet Fitness on Tuesday, just one day after a man was found dead inside of a tanning bed.
Nobody ever thinks you're going to go to a gym on a Monday morning and, you know, potentially be in the same building as a dead body.
Elizabeth Lynn says her Monday morning workout started like any other day until she noticed a foul smell.
And I was kind of like sniffing, trying not to look crazy, but I was like, something smells really awful here.
That smell coming from one of the tanning bedrooms where 39-year-old Derek Sink was found dead.
The first thing that kind of went off in my head was, you know, lack of attention from the staff members at Planet Fitness, which is pretty disappointing because...
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're not cleaning up dead bodies.
He could have been prevented.
Sink's family tells 13 News he went into a tanning bed at the gym on Friday, but wasn't found until Monday morning. They say he struggled with drugs, and a needle was found in the room with him.
At the Planet Fitness, male unconscious in the tanning room. He is not breathing.
His aunt says they reported him missing Friday, and he was wearing an ankle monitor, which helped police find him.
Jesus. Wait a minute. Okay. So if they talked about him Friday, if they called and said, "Hey, where is he?" They could have found him quite simply. if they checked out the ankle monitor, and maybe he could have survived.
The three-day sink was considered missing. The gym remained open.
And the tanning bed has a door, I believe. But still, like, why are we not concerned that the door has been closed for 3 days in a row, potentially?
I asked that question to the Planet Fitness staff Tuesday.
I don't think that we need to be looking at the Planet Fitness for the problem. I think it's the cops.
And when I went inside, I was told no comment. A spokesperson from the corporation tells me they are working with the local franchisee to ensure they are upholding the brand's protocols. And
I think the idea that when you're closing down, you got to check everything, you know? All right, anybody in here? All right, I'm shutting the lights off.
Also asked, what is their policy?
Oh, you're dead.
See for checking the tanning rooms, but have not received a response.
Okay.
In Indianapolis, Anna Chalker, 13 News.
And Anna also spoke with the Marion County Health Department and Better Business Bureau, and both told her while they have been made aware of this situation,
they have
not launched their own investigations.
Yeah, I think that the Planet Fitness is in trouble if they can determine that, you know, had someone checked the tanning bed on Friday night, perhaps this guy could have lived. I don't know. It depends on when he died, I guess. Linda comments that the lesson learned here is that ankle monitors are not monitored. The staff not cleaning the tanning beds is definitely a problem, EZ. So, yes. All right. Now I see what you mean, and the more I think about it, they absolutely have a problem on their hands. But I think so do the cops, you know, with the ankle monitor. If you call the cops, say, yeah, hey, my brother, my son, my husband, he's got an ankle monitor. Where the fuck is he? I don't know. Smell you later. And that's the question, too. Was the tanning bed on cooking him? David asks, is he okay? Unfortunately, you're going to get a yellow card for that. You can't drop that joke if I've said he's dead. Because I said he's dead, so that you got a green card. Or I'm sorry, you got a yellow card on that. Kenny says he asked that before you said he was dead. No, it's not. Yellow card. If I had it in front of me that Maureen sent me, I don't argue, or you get one too. All right. Joe Rogan is talking about Kamala Harris when he was going to interview her. I don't know if he ever did interview her. But Joe Rogan is talking about that when he was going to have her on, that there were a lot of conditions for him to interview her. He previously said there were a few restrictions of things that Harris did not want to talk about. Joe Rogan reveals why Kamala Harris interview didn't happen. He suggested on his podcast this week that Harris put a condition on a possible interviewer with the podcaster avoid talking about marijuana legalization. All right. They had, he says, I don't know how many conversations with my folks, but multiple conversations giving different dates, different times, different this, different that. And we knew that she was going to be in Texas, so I said open invitation, Rogan said. I think they had requirements on things that she didn't want to talk about. She didn't want to talk about marijuana legalization, which I thought was hilarious. It didn't end up happening. Rogan revealed that Harris wanted him to travel to D.C. to do the interview and only wanted to do an hour-long sit-down. Rogan's guest, Adrienne Lapalucci, asked Rogan why Harris might have wanted to avoid the subject. Rogan speculated because of her prosecuting record. She's put a lot of people in jail for weed. You know, honestly, though, big deal. That was the law of the land back then. That's how she handles it. Rather than avoid it, Like, well, I don't know. I didn't make the law. That was the law. Of course I'm gonna prosecute to the fullest extent if that's the law. During another episode of the podcast on Friday, Rogan also noted that there were conditions that the campaign put on the interview. There were a few restrictions of things they didn't want to talk about, but I said, I don't give a fuck. Get her in here. Like, whatever you want to talk about, he said. Rogan's easy to talk to. Rogan repeatedly expressed interest in interviewing Harris and hoped the VP would sit down with him while she was in Texas. I noticed this about Rogan because I actually listened to a little bit of the Theo Vaughn interview. And one of the things that, because those two were talking about the election, and there had been an image going around of, in the U.S., all of the counties that voted red and all the ones that voted blue, which it's like that most elections. This one more so because there were more counties that voted red than in previous elections. But when he's looking at that, he's not seeing how some of those counties, still the whole state went blue. So he's looking at it by just a county level, which is, it's kind of a tricky thing. I mean, obviously he won big, but he was like blown away by that. And it's pretty simple to think that it's that easy to decide who wins. But the thing that got me was they were talking about funding the police or defunding the police. And that's the thing that I don't want to happen, is defunding the police. Now, what they mean by that, when they say defund the police, they're saying less money to do your job, less money to for less police, less equipment, smaller staffs. It isn't about rate of pay. It isn't like, oh, well, you're a cop. You make $70,000 a year. Now you're making $30,000 a year. Theo Vaughn is dumb. He goes out of his way to point out, he goes, yeah, I don't know why they want to underfund the police. I don't know any cops that even have a boat. And he was serious. I said, but that's not what defund the police means, you idiot. I don't know a lot about Theo Vaughn. And I think a lot of people love his comedy. I have not heard his comedy, but he struck me as kind of an idiot in the 20 minutes that I listened to that show. And I could only take so much of it. And I found that when I was listening to it, I thought, I don't know if this is all that it's cracked up to be. I don't know why people find this show so fantastic. And I sure as fuck don't want to listen to this for 3 hours. God damn. Piano Fingerbanger says not going on Rogan was a mistake. It wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered. It was that one-sided. My God, did she get her ass kicked. All right. Chris sent me some videos I want to get into. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit on topics, going like from politics to not politics to politics. But more on Mike Tyson. In this clip, it says, I don't think Mike realized he was talking to a child. I guess there's a little kid interviewing Mike. And this is how this went.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody,
true.
You think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the fuck cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the fuck cares?
Holy fuck. This kid's what? 11? Mike. I will say this. This kid is good. That kid's got some chops. The way she set that up, I mean, that was polished. That was quite good. What an inappropriate answer. What a clumsy pile of shit that was. Oh my God, Mike. What an idiot. Stevie says that was great. David says his brain is mush. Kenny says 11-year-olds have heard far worse than just the word fuck. Trust me. I don't think the word fuck was the problem. I think just his general demeanor. It's a kid. How can you not? I mean, Tyson's one of these people who, when he talks, he doesn't even look at who he's talking to. He's not the best communicator. I think he's just so fucked up. Piano finger banger encapsulates where my brain was with LOL Kenny completely missing the joke. Yeah, that happens with Kenny sometimes. Chris says it was the morbid answer, LOL. Kenny's like, I'll buy it. Well, that's not a big deal if he says fuck. Idiot, you're dumber than he is. Kenny says, the joke? What joke? Well, I think big picture, it's hilarious that he's so fucking morbid to a child. That's the point I was making. It just sounded bad. Like when I was talking to the neighbor kid the other day, the 9-year-old. You know, you have to have a certain bit of Zaytunian. I don't want to talk to the kid in the tone, and my approach now is not the same approach it would be with a young person. You know, you don't want to rattle the cage. Like when I talk to you guys, I talk with you like you're adults. I don't want to address a child the same way. I would never go up to a kid and go, hey, how's your day going? I'd be like, hey, buddy, how are you? Hey, you know, I mean, it's you read the room. You adapt. You talk to them like appropriately, age appropriately. See, Kenny, if you would adopt the way I do business with young people, perhaps you would have more success in getting through the young people in your life. My God, we talked this week about the trouble you're having with the cell phone. If you would just talk to them on their level instead of being such a blowhard. Kenny's digging his heels and he says, yeah, man. She said a word he's tired of hearing, obviously, so he spoke about being dead. So what? Yeah, if you think that was okay, well, then you've got a problem. And you're just retarded. Why do you have to be so stupid half the time? My God. Anybody that thinks that Tyson's answer was a good answer is a goddamn nincompoop. Shut up, idiots.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight,
Oops. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop, that amazing place to get your hair cut. They have 3 locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street, thank you so much for being on board. Go to kingsroom.net for schedules or just walk in. All haircuts are walk-ins. You don't make an appointment. They close at 6, so get there at 5:30 p.m. Joe Martinez says, I thought it was a fabulous answer. So Team Kenny is Tofus and Joe Martinez. So Tofus, Kenny, and Joe Martinez think that Mike's answer, though dark, abrasive, poor tone, poor form, is a good answer. Kenny says, I love it. It's good. It was a great answer. He said it himself. Tofus says, I thought Mike's answer was sad. I never said it was good. Yeah, just shut up. All right, I've moved on. I don't want to deal with you pain in the asses anymore about this. If you're not on board, shut up. It was a horrible answer, and anyone that thinks it was a good answer is a dick. Kenny says, I did not say that, and then he tells me to fuck off. Speaking of Joe, A&E Heating and Cooling. Schedule your appointment at 616-516-8579. Get your furnace tuned up for free. Everybody must take advantage of this if you are in West Michigan. Have the macho Mexican come into your home or one of his 8 million employees. 616-516-8579. A tune-up is $145, but you get it free because Joe has teamed up with DTE, the gas company. They want you to have sound running equipment. 616-516-8579. No cost on the tune-up / diagnostic update. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They're canning dry goods in the back. 616-532-6600. They're concerned about the price of coffee. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. If you have car trouble and you're in West Michigan, or maybe you need something updated on the vehicle, any car, any hybrid, any EV, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Asshole of the day today. Who is it going to be? Linda and I are on the same page because I was actually going to do this. I don't think I like his sassy attitude. Chris in Minnesota is the asshole of the day. You got to turn that frown upside down. Your stinking thinking is fucking you up. All right? Enough. This is why you don't have fucking friends. That's going to do it. This podcast is done. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Sign up free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till then, have a good one, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.